This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has admitted it mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian jetliner earlier this week. 176 people died when the plane came down shortly after taking off from Tehran's international airport. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
In an address broadcast by Iranian state TV, the head of the Revolutionary Guard's aerospace division said his forces were at the highest level of readiness after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack on military bases in Iraq housing U.S. troops. General Amir Ali Hajizadeh said his unit had requested several times that the country's airspace be cleared of all flights, but that didn't happen. He says the plane's crew did nothing wrong, but fearing a U.S. retaliatory strike, one of his officers mistook the plane for a cruise missile and made a bad decision to open fire. He says his unit takes full responsibility for the incident. I'm Ben Thomas.
Iran's admission Saturday reportedly sparked anti-government protests in Tehran and other cities. In response, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted, "The voice of the Iranian people is clear. We stand with the Iranian people who deserve a better future." A roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan killed at least two American soldiers on Saturday and injured two others. NATO's Resolute Support mission said the service members were conducting operations in southern Kandahar province when their vehicle struck an improvised explosive device. The Taliban quickly claimed responsibility for planting the bomb, which in the province, which hosts a major U.S. military base. The insurgent group stages almost daily deadly attacks on Afghan security forces and their international partners, even as it holds peace talks with the United States. And other stories online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taiwanese voters re-elected incumbent President Tsai Ing-wen on Saturday by a landslide, renewing her mandate to keep holding off the island's longtime military rival, China. Shortly after winning the election with more than 57% of the vote, President Tsai suggested her government would speak with angry officials in Beijing if they don't treat Taiwan as an equal partner. Resumption of dialogue would ease a festering military flashpoint in Asia and has not ruled out use of force to capture Taiwan if necessary. The government in Beijing considers Taiwan part of its own territory that must eventually take autonomy over unification. Bushfire conditions in Australia's east coast have eased somewhat, and authorities say they expect at least a week. Well, climate control activists in Australia are waging a campaign against the use of fossil fuels, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison is a special target. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Prime Minister, they chanted, as demonstrators turned on Australia's Conservative leader Scott Morrison. He's accused of not taking global warming seriously and of underplaying its role in the bushfire emergency. Protesters but fossil fuel-loving politicians have overseen decades of climate destruction. They want the Morrison government to phase out the use of fossil fuels. That's unlikely, given their immense value to the Australian economy, China, India and other countries.
Phil Mercer reporting for VOA from Sydney, Australia. A magnitude 5.9 quake shook Puerto Rico on Saturday, causing millions of dollars of damage along the island's southern coast, where recent previous earthquakes have toppled homes and schools.
Including lots of children are living in a tent city in the earthquake-damaged Guayanilla. There's very little left of where they once lived. Carmen Arango lost her home in the earthquake after rebuilding from Hurricane Maria. I had all my things, little by little, and this happens. Everything broke when this happened. I'm going through the same thing again. John Geiger with the U.S. Geological Survey says it's not over.
There's a slight possibility of something larger happening within the next week and then every week after the down.
This aftershock was one of more than 950 to hit the southern coast of Puerto Rico since the end of last year. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.